expansioningles.com presenta
Lección 8. Familia.
Lesson 8. Family.
En esta lección vamos a aprender algunas palabras y frases útiles relacionadas con la familia. Ya es casi la hora en la que Rick se va a ir a Washington. Tiene que despedirse de Ángeles. Escucha la conversación. ¿A qué hora sale el avión de Rick hacia Washington?
What time is your flight to Washington?
It leaves at 7 o'clock.
Oh, Rick, I missed you already. Last night was fantastic.
Yeah. I want to say goodbye now. I know it's difficult.
But what about us?
We'll always have London.
Oh, Rick, we can't say goodbye.
I have a job to do. You can't come with me. You understand that? Your life is in Barcelona.
Oh, Rick.
Adios, Angeles. See you, babe.
It leaves at 7 o'clock.
El avión de Rick sale a las 7 en punto. Date cuenta que también hay que añadir una S con el pronombre
it.
Escucha y repite.
He leaves at 7. She leaves at 7. It leaves at 7.
La palabra
flight
es un sustantivo y significa vuelo. El verbo es
to fly.
Repite.
Flight. What time is your flight? I'd like to fly to London. Can I fly in the afternoon? Do you like to fly?
Repite de nuevo e intenta copiar el ritmo.
Flight. What time is your flight? I'd like to fly to London. Can I fly in the afternoon? Do you like to fly?
El verbo
to miss
en inglés en este contexto significa echar de menos.
I miss you.
Se traduce como te echo de menos.
Already
es un adverbio que significa ya.
I miss you already.
Ya te echo de menos. El verbo
to say
significa decir.
I want to say goodbye.
Quiero decir adiós.
We'll always have London.
Se traduce como siempre tendremos a Londres. El
we'll
es una contracción de
we,
nosotros y
will.
El
will
es un verbo modal que en este caso habla del futuro.
What about us?
Se traduce como ¿y nosotros?
What about you?
Significa ¿y tú? Y es muy útil en las conversaciones informales. Escucha y repite.
Are you married?
Yes, I am. What about you?
Do you like Italian food?
Yes, I do. What about you?
Do you like tennis?
Yes, I do. What about you?
Are you English?
Yes, I am. What about you?
Do you live in Madrid?
No, I don't. I live in Alicante. What about you?
What do you do?
I'm a teacher. I teach English in Valencia. What about you?
Escucha.
What time is your flight to Washington?
It leaves at 7 o'clock.
Escuche y repite algunas frases relacionadas con las horas. Son las 7 en punto.
It's 7 o'clock.
Son las 2 en punto.
It's 2 o'clock.
Son las 2:30.
It's 2:30.
Son las 2:45.
It's 2:45.
Son las 8 en punto.
It's 8 o'clock.
Son las 8:15.
It's 8:15.
Son las 5 en punto.
It's 5 o'clock.
Son las 5:30.
It's 5:30.
Son las 5:45.
It's 5:45.
Son las 6 en punto.
It's 6 o'clock.
Son las 6:15.
It's 6:15.
Escucha. ¿Qué hora es, por favor?
What time is it, please?
It's 7 o'clock.
Thank you very much.
Escucha y repite.
What time is it, please?
It's 6:30.
Thank you very much. What time is it, please?
It's 12 o'clock.
Thank you very much. What time is it, please?
It's 8:45.
Thank you very much. What time is it, please?
It's 4:15.
Thank you very much. What time is it, please?
It's 10:30.
Thank you very much. What time is it, please?
It's 3:15.
Thank you very much.
Rick está en el avión hacia Washington. Al lado de Rick está sentada una mujer anciana. Pasa la azafata para ofrecer las bebidas. ¿Qué quieren Rick y la mujer para beber? Escucha el diálogo.
Would you like a drink, sir?
Yes. A whiskey on the rocks, please.
On the rocks, sir?
With ice.
Oh, yes, of course. And for you, madam?
Coffee, please.
With milk?
Yes, please.
Sugar?
No, thanks.
Here you are, sir.
Thanks.
Coffee, madam.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Escucha las respuestas. ¿Qué quieren Rick y la mujer para beber?
A whisky on the rocks, please.
Rick quiere un whisky con hielo.
Coffee, please. With milk and no sugar.
La mujer quiere café con leche sin azúcar. Escucha y repite las palabras de la mujer. Habla después del tono.
Would you like a drink, madam?
Coffee, please.
With milk?
Yes, please.
Sugar?
No, thanks.
Here you are.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Escucha de nuevo y contesta a la azafata. Pide un café o un té a tu gusto.
Would you like a drink? With milk, sugar. Here you are. You're welcome.
Escucha y repite las siguientes palabras que describen las relaciones familiares. Madre.
Mother.
Padre.
Father.
Padres.
Parents.
Hermano.
Brother.
Hermana.
Sister.
Hijo.
Son.
Hija.
Daughter.
Marido.
Husband.
Mujer, esposa.
Wife.
La mujer que está sentada al lado de Roek en el avión empieza a charlar con él. Escucha el diálogo.
Are you from Washington?
No, I'm from New York. I have business in Washington.
My daughter and her family live in Washington. Look, here's a photo of my daughter Stephanie.
Yeah, she's very attractive. Is she married?
Yes, she is. This is her husband Terry. Terry's parents live in Washington.
Where's my newspaper? Oh, here it is.
They have two children, a boy and a girl. This is their son Keith. And this is their daughter, Susan. Keith, Susan's brother. Look! This is the family on holiday in Florida.
That's nice. I think I'll sleep for a few minutes.
This is my sister, Ray, and her family. This is Ray's daughter, Anne, and her two boys, Andrew and Simon.
Yeah. Is that Ray's husband?
No, he's dead. That's their father, Eric. Anne's Eric's wife. Anne is Andrew and Simon's mother.
Yeah, I understand. Eric is Anne's husband.
Yes, that's right.
That's fantastic. Excuse me, where's the toilet?
Usamos el genitivo sajón para indicar la posesión o pertenencia cuando el poseedor es una persona. Escucha y repite. Padres.
Parents. Terry's parents.
Los padres de Terry. Hermano.
Brother. Keith's brother.
El hermano de Keith. Hija.
Daughter. Ray's daughter.
La hija de Roy. Marido.
Husband. Ray's husband.
Esposa.
Wife. Eric's wife.
Madre.
Mother. Andrew and Simon's mother.
Marido.
Husband. Anne's husband.
El coche de mi padre.
My father's car.
La casa de mi hermana.
My brother's house.
La escuela de mi hijo.
My son's school.
El teléfono de María.
Maria's phone.
Ten cuidado no confundir la S del genitivo sajón con la S de la contracción de
is.
En la frase
Keith's Susan's brother.
La primera S significa
is. Keith is Susan's brother.
Keith es el hermano de Susan. En la frase
Anne's Eric's wife,
la primera S significa
is. Anne is Eric's wife.
Anne es la mujer de Eric. Escucha y repite. Es el pasaporte de Juan.
It's Juan's passport.
Es el dinero de Silvia.
It's Sylvia's money.
Ella es la hija de Lola.
She's Lola's daughter.
Él es el marido de Julia.
He's Julia's husband.
La palabra
attractive
significa atractivo o guapa.
She's very attractive.
Es muy guapa.
That's nice.
En este contexto se traduce como ¡qué bonito! Pero la palabra
nice
también se puede emplear para describir a una persona.
She's nice.
Ella es simpática.
He's very nice.
Él es muy simpático. Escucha y repite.
He's nice. He's nice.
She's nice.
She's nice. It's very nice. It's very nice. Oh, that's nice. Those shoes are nice. Those shoes are nice.
Your shirt's nice.
Your shirt's nice. The hotel's nice. The hotel's nice.
Is the food nice?
Is the food nice? Mmm, this coffee's nice.
This restaurant's nice.
This restaurant's nice.
Her husband's nice.
Her husband's nice. That's a nice dress. Is your teacher nice? Is your teacher nice?
Children
significa niños y es el plural de la palabra
child,
niña o niño. Normalmente en inglés para formar el plural solo hay que añadir una S.
One shirt, two shirts. One son, two sons. One car, two cars, etc.
La palabra
child
es una excepción. El plural de
child
es
children.
Escucha y repite.
One child. Two children.
Ellos tienen tres niños.
They have three children.
¿Cuántos niños tiene?
How many children do you have?
El verbo dormir en inglés es
to sleep.
La frase
I think I'll sleep for a few minutes.
Se traduce como creo que dormiré por algunos minutos.
He's dead.
Significa, él está muerto.
Dead.
Es un adjetivo.
He is dead. That's right.
En este contexto significa, es correcto.
Yes, that's right.
Sí, es correcto. Escucha la conversación de nuevo y contesta las siguientes preguntas.
1.
¿Cuántos niños tienen Stephanie y Terry?
2.
¿Quién es Ray?
3.
¿Quién es Anne?
4. Are you from Washington?
No, I'm from New York. I have business in Washington.
My daughter and her family live in Washington.
Uh-huh.
Look, here's a photo of my daughter, Stephanie.
Yeah, she's very attractive. Is she married?
Yes, she is. This is her husband, Terry. Terry's parents live in Washington.
Uh-huh. Where's my newspaper? Oh, here it is.
They have two children, a boy and a girl. This is their son, Keith, and this is their daughter, Susan. Keith, Susan's brother.
Uh-huh.
Look! This is the family on holiday in Florida.
That's nice. I think I'll sleep for a few minutes.
This is my sister, Ray, and her family. This is Ray's daughter, Anne, and her two boys, Andrew and Simon.
Yeah. Is that Ray's husband?
No, he's dead. That's their father, Eric. Anne's Eric's wife. Anne is Andrew and Simon's mother.
Yeah, I understand. Eric is Anne's husband.
Yes, that's right.
That's fantastic. Excuse me, where's the toilet?
Escucha las respuestas.
1.
¿Cuántos niños tienen Stephanie y Terry?
They have 2 children.
Tienen 2 niños.
2.
¿Quién es Ray?
This is my sister, Ray.
Ray es la hermana de la mujer.
This is Ray's daughter. Anne.
También es la madre de Anne.
3.
¿Quién es Anne?
This is Ray's daughter, Anne.
Anne es la hija de Ray.
Anne's Eric's wife.
Anne es la mujer de Eric.
Is the conversation interesting for Rick?
¿La conversación es interesante para Rick?
No, it isn't.
Escucha y repite los siguientes sonidos y las palabras a continuación.
Ah. Mother. Brother. Son, husband, ah, father, Argentina, car park, lager, or, daughter, boring, lawyer, more, sister, It. Ticket. Ship. E. 3. T. Key. Me. I. Wife. Knife. Life. 5.
Más números. Escucha y repite los siguientes números. 21.
21.
22.
22.
23.
23.
30.
30.
40.
40.
50.
50.
60.
60.
70.
70.
80.
80.
90.
90.
100.
100.
1000.
1000.
Vamos a practicar más frases relacionadas con la familia. El verbo viajar en inglés es
to travel.
Estoy viajando con mi familia.
I'm traveling with my family.
Escucha y repite.
My family. With my family. Traveling with my family. I'm traveling with my family. I'm traveling with my family.
La palabra
discount
significa descuento. ¿Hay un descuento familiar?
Is there a family discount?
Escucha y repite.
Discount. Family discount. A family discount. Is there a family discount? Is there a family discount?
Tengo una familia grande.
I have a big family. I have a big family.
¿Tienes una familia grande?
Do you have a big family? Do you have a big family?
Una pareja.
A partner.
Hermanos o hermanas.
Brothers or sisters.
Vivo con mi familia.
I live with my family. I live with my wife. I live with my husband. I live with my partner.
¿Vives con tu familia?
Do you live with your family?
Novio.
Boyfriend.
Novia.
Girlfriend. I live with my boyfriend. I live with my girlfriend.
Vivo solo.
I live by myself.
¿Cómo se pregunta si alguien está casado o casada?
Are you married?
Escucha y repite.
I'm married. What about you?
¿Tienes niños?
Do you have children?
Estoy soltero. Estoy soltera.
I'm single.
Estoy divorciado. Estoy divorciada.
I'm divorced.
Estoy separado. Estoy separada.
I'm separated.
Vivo con alguien.
I live with someone.
Mansión Auto es un curso de inglés propiedad de la Mansión del Inglés CB.